Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, Press Response. Sudan belongs to the greatest civilization known to history. In an opinion article by Al Burhan, published by the American Wall Street Journal on 26 November 2025, he wrote the following, quote, Sudan is a country with a long memory. Our history stretches back to the biblical kingdom of Kush. We say to him that Sudan is an Islamic country belonging to the greatest civilization known to history, and its people take pride in Islam, which brought them out of the darkness of kufr, disbelief, and paganism into the light of Islam and the oneness of Allah Almighty. Under Islam arose great leaders in Sudan, such as Sultan Ali Dinar, who used to clothe the sacred Kaaba and dig wells to give water to the pilgrims. And the traces of his deeds still stand bearing his name. The wells of Abyar Ali on the road from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara to Mecca Al-Mukarramah stand as the best witness to the greatness of the man and the nobility of his deeds. However, Al-Burhan ignored Islam in his article, glorifying America, its Trump, and its protege, the Jewish entity, in an attempt to get close to them. What confirms this is his saying in the same article, quote, Sudan took a historic step in 2021 by joining the Abraham Accords. I do not think that any Muslim would boast of the disgrace, humiliation, and shame agreement signed by some Arab countries, normalizing with the Jewish entity to please Trump. They are treacherous agreements, and those who sign them have betrayed Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Instead of fulfilling their Shari'i duty to eliminate this deformed entity and return Al-Aqsa Mosque and all of Palestine to its origin, a Kharaj land that no one owns the right to concede even a span of. But they are Ruwaybida, incompetent, lowly rulers, not resembling this Ummah, that produced great leaders who liberated Al-Aqsa from the Crusaders as Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi did, and who preserved Palestine like Sultan Abdul Hamid II, despite the temptations of the Jews with money and gold, at a time when the Caliphate was in dire need of them. Yet he rejected even the idea that Jews dwell in the Holy Land based on the Umar Covenant, let alone allowing them to establish a state that desecrates Muslim sanctities, kills their children and women, and destroys crops and offspring. He said his famous words, if the state of the Caliphate is ever torn apart one day, then they may be able to take Palestine without a price. But as long as I am alive, the work of a scalpel in my body is easier for me than to see Palestine cut off from the body of the Ummah, and this will not be. I cannot agree to dissect our bodies while we are still alive. This statement refers to Sultan Abdul Hamid II's refusal to give up Palestine, considering it an inseparable part of the state of the Khilafah, Caliphate. He was truthful, for Palestine was taken without a price after the downfall of the Caliphate and the division of Muslim lands. As also came in Al-Burhan's article, quote, the war threatens the stability of the Red Sea to the east and the fragile Sahel region to the west and poses a direct danger to U.S. interests. Al-Burhan is keen on American interests, which in reality are colonial interests aimed at controlling the region for its resources. As for Sudan, America's interest is the tearing apart of Sudan after it succeeded in separating its south and seeks to complete its criminal plan by separating Darfur. The deposed president, Omar al-Bashir, admitted that America separated the south and seeks to divide Sudan into five states. He said in an interview with the Russian Sputnik agency, quote, American pressure and conspiracy against Sudan are great, and under American pressure, the south of Sudan separated. He added, quote, we have information that America is seeking to divide Sudan into five states. Al Jazeera, November 25, 2017. So if Burhan knows this plan and still cares for American interests, that is a disaster. And if he does not know, then the disaster is even greater. The truth known to every Muslim is that the colonial kuffar disbelievers are enemies to Islam and Muslims according to the explicit text of Quran. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, the disbelievers have been to you a clear enemy. An-Nisa 101. And other verses that affirm the enmity of disbelievers toward Muslims. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.